The Ray D'Arcy Show on Today FM.
Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Yeah, good to talk to you again. Now, you sent us in an email by way of update, so I'll just read that to them and then we'll have a chat.
Great.
Last year, you read out my letter on air and we got a huge response from it. I thought you might like to hear a wonderful update. My daughter, Anna, is profoundly deaf and she was fitted with a cochlear implant to allow her hear just after her second birthday. This changed her life as it allowed her access to hear and develop speech. I'd become involved in a campaign to allow children in Ireland to get two implants instead of one. The campaign was called Happy New Year. Very good name, Lorraine, Happy New Year. We were lobbying the government to provide two, as was the norm in many other countries and recommended by our own HSE. One of the many reasons two were recommended was that it would give a backup if the first one failed. Without the implant, no sound is possible. Other reasons included localization, ease of listening and company, and the creation of 3D as opposed to flat sound, which you'd get with just one. In March 2013, our warnings became our reality. Anna's implant failed, and it was then I wrote to you. She spent 5 weeks in silence, and at the age of three, this was confusing, frustrating, and a huge anxiety for her. Since then, our campaign was successful. Yay!
Yeah.
And children in Ireland now get bilateral cochlear implants as standard. New babies are getting the two together if they need them, while the surgeons are fast dealing with the backlog of children awaiting the second one. Anyway, back to my little Anna. She's back to sound, loves music and dancing, and as her speech is delayed, has started school in a wonderful speech and language unit in her hometown of Mullingar. She's progressing every day, and it is something that we are still amazed at and grateful for on a daily basis. The reason I'm writing to you is that she is due her second implant tomorrow. There are no words I can think of to emphasise how amazing this is. Of course, I have natural worries and concerns about surgery, but the overriding feelings I have are hope, opportunity, belief and relief. So that's happening tomorrow.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. I'll go on ahead tomorrow, please God, yeah.
Now, I've left out the rest of it because I'm going to get you to say that yourself.
Oh, fantastic.
But just to fill people in, so people who were like Anna, for some odd Irish reason, they were only getting one cochlear implant.
Yeah, it was down to money.
Oh, was it? Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pure and simple.
But the cost of putting two in wasn't double the cost of putting one in, I think.
No, it wasn't. I think it's about 40% extra because you're saving on the anaesthetic.
Yes.
You're saving on the after therapy, you know, the speech and language and all of that. And you're also getting a discount from the manufacturers when you put two in instead of one.
Yeah, so you're getting two for not the price of two, but two for the price of one and a half. Or
yeah, exactly,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yeah. So it actually, I remember thinking, it was one of those cases when you told your story, and I remember we got a huge reaction on the day as well.
Yeah.
Why, oh why, oh why can they not just give them two? It makes complete sense. In the long run, doesn't it?
Oh, it saves a fortune in the long run.
Yes.
Because the earlier you get the kids, and especially if they need two and they get two, the level of rehabilitation they need afterwards is nothing compared to the level of rehabilitation they need with one or even a late implant, you know?
Okay. And this is miraculous technology, isn't it?
It's miraculous.
Yeah.
It's magical is the only way I can describe it. You're pinching yourself on a daily basis. I can whisper a question to her and she can hear it and she can answer me. Before she couldn't have heard anything, no matter how loud it was. She literally had nothing, no reaction on an audiogram.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
And of course, when it's available, you want it all. And that makes complete sense to me. One of the things you say in the email there is that, and this is how we listen in 3D, don't we? Because
we do.
The brain takes what the left ear ears and what the right ear ears and processes to give us a sort of an all-round picture.
Absolutely.
Of sound.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're only hearing with one ear, it's different. And
it is. And you know, the thing is that like she wouldn't have known it was different.
Yes.
But she would have had to constantly be actively listening for stuff. So it'd be like, you know, when you close one eye and after a while it's really hard, or if you have a patch over an eye or something. And you really have to concentrate on watching. It's the same thing with your hearing. Plus, she's only getting 21 points across that wave of sound to make the wave in the first place, so that's even harder. So to make it harder on them even still, it just didn't make any sense.
So it was people power, and the Happy New Year campaign was successful, and the government has seen the error of their ways, and now everybody gets the two.
Yeah.
And people who only got the one, they're in line to get the second one.
Yep, it's
brilliant.
Amazing. There's about 350 people who were eligible, so I think they were talking about 200 people had to be re-implanted. So they're working through a system that worked in the University of Southampton, so they're working through that, yeah.
Okay, so I believe yesterday Anna was on the phone?
Yeah, to her friend, yes. It was amazing. Her friend is also deaf with a cochlear implant. So, you know, one of the concerns you'd have as a parent when you have a deaf child is, you know, if I give them this technology, is it going to make them, you know, have less in common with their own peers, which are deaf people too?
Yes.
But yesterday that was answered for me because they had a conversation on the phone, two deaf kids.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So tomorrow now is the second one in.
Yeah.
And then that's not switched on until the new year.
Yes, January, at which point her left side of her brain has never heard before. So it's going to have to learn how to hear.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a ramp up. But the ramp up depends on the child as much as anything else. So
okay.
We don't know. I mean, probably, you know, 3 to 6 months where she'll actually be able to, you know, do a good audiogram. But at the same time, we're hearing reports where it's like a month, you know, so it just depends on what's there when it goes in.
Okay, so you said she's because she has the one, she loves music and dancing.
Yeah.
And she's a big fan, surprise, surprise, her being a girl of a certain age.
Yeah.
What do you
and be- having a common name.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She's a big fan of Frozen.
Yes,
right.
Loved it.
And you want us to play her favourite song. Ian has played it already today. It's getting played all over the place.
Wow.
So we're going to play that. We're going to do one better for you. Disney on Ice presents Frozen in the City West from the 9th to the 12th of April next year, at which time we hope that Anna will be completely familiar with her new cochlear implant and she'll be hearing in stereo and 3D and everything else. It features dynamic sisters Anna and Elsa from the number one animated movie of all time, Disney's Frozen, and we have 4 tickets for you and Anna and somebody else and somebody
else. Oh my God.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
And good luck tomorrow. I'm sure everything will work out.
And thank you very much.
For Anna, who can hear and loves Frozen, here it is.
Oh, thanks, Ray.
See you
thanks
later.
A million.
Bye,
thank
bye,
you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Let it go. Let it go.
The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.